About 15 masked people raided the Iron County drill site June 11th for about 15 minutes, allegedly causing $2,000 in damage. Now legislators are considering banning protesters from the drill site. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's not sure what changes are needed or how they'd make those changes.
The hope is that we will be able to work with the DNR, and discussions are going on right now, it's my understanding, to see if there's a way to promulgate an emergency rule. So it would have the same force of law as passing a change in statute, but we would not have to do it inside the budget. If for some reason we are not able to negotiate and have a conclusion to that, then we'll look at other options.
Right now, it appears there are no restrictions to a drill site except perhaps OSHA hard hat area rules, keeping people out of work areas. Governor Scott Walker says enforcing existing laws might do the trick.
We've obviously monitored that, but thus far we've really worked with local law enforcement officials on it. Certainly protecting public safety and public property is vitally important, but it's something where we're going to continue to work with local authorities on it.
One person who wishes to remain anonymous because he's involved with the June 11th incident investigation says this could be a sticky situation. The drill site is in a so-called managed forest crop area, which gives a tax break to the landowner as long as it's open to the public. Meanwhile, Gogebic Taconite finished its first borehole and has moved about half a mile to the west to begin drilling its second of 8 holes. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.